we start with news hot off the press this afternoon. And can you guess who it features? Of course, it's our favorite ex-president, Jacob. Now, after Zuma's application to overrule the decision that found him guilty of contempt and sentenced him to 15 months in prison because he claimed it was unconstitutional, Justice Kampepe announced today that his application has been dismissed. And more than that, JZ has been ordered to pay the costs of the Secretary of the Judicial Commission of Inquiry into State Capture, the chairperson Raymond Zondo, and two lawyers. So it looks like the Jacob Zuma Foundation will have to continue begging supporters and international communities for cash, because Jacob's going to have to show the dough. I really hope that Jacob Zuma, now that he is no longer president and a leading figure in State Capture, realizes that the law applies to him as well. The absolute cheek of this guy to think he could even apply to declare his lack of obeying the law unconstitutional is just beyond me. But moving on to some other news, a man from Tshwane has reportedly been fined 1,500 rand for growing vegetables outside his home on the sidewalk. The reason for this is because his wife is a social worker and regularly goes into townships, so he thought he could plant these vegetables for her to take and give to the people who need food. Tshwane Metro Police Department officers served him with a notice to appear in court over his use of the municipal property to grow vegetables. Yes, that's right, ladies and gentlemen, the police of this country think a man growing cabbages is the most of our worries in this country. It's not as if we have rapists, murderers, or corrupt government officials that are out there who should be arrested and put in jail. No, the police will expend more energy making sure a man doesn't grow vegetables on the sidewalk. You just can't make this stuff up. And lastly, good old Uncle Joe in the United States had a bit of a oopsie the other day. In a meeting between himself, England's Prime Minister Boris Johnson, and Australia's Prime Minister Scott Morrison, Joe Biden seemed to forget what Scott Morrison's name was. Have a listen for yourself.
I want to thank that fellow down under. Thank you very much, pal. Appreciate it, Mr. Prime Minister.
Yep, that's what happens when you have a near enough 80-year-old president. You tend to forget things such as the name of the Prime Minister you've been speaking to the whole time. I mean, when are we going to elect younger people into power, hey? I mean, everyone leading a country at the moment is in their 60s or their 70s, and we can all see how wonderful the world is looking at the moment. But hey, that's just me. And that is what the heck happened this week.
When the f***ing red light doesn't want to turn green. And when road rage is your only option.
Technical term is road rage.
Relax, dude.
Relax, don't you rest. The Thick of End Drive Show will make the drive home lacquer.
You're listening to The Drive Show.
Thick FM.
More than just radio.